Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 16, 2017. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, everyone, of course, we're right into the fall season, and it should be all of our goals to fall into success this season as we move right on into the holidays. You know, the leaves are changing, things are happening all around us. It's nature, and they should be happening with us and our businesses as well. Now, as always, I pray that you had a wonderfully productive weekend, and that on yesterday, Sunday, that's a pivotal day, first day of the week, you took the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities on your calendar were supporting the goals that you want to accomplish by Friday. Now, if you didn't do that, this is very important. Listen up. If you didn't do that, it is so important for you to go ahead right after the show and schedule some time on your calendar today to get that done, because you need to have clarity about what it is that needs to be happening for you this week. Also, I won't forget, we've got the 5 questions to spark your abundance coming up. Got that for you. We also have some ideas on holiday marketing. We want to keep with that for you for the rest of this year. We've got a book excerpt from Get Clients Now, right? Really, really, really excited about this, getting a lot of wonderful, positive feedback from everyone who's saying that they are really, really benefiting from it. And so today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about, we're going to move right into what's stopping you, selecting your success ingredients. What are the missing ingredients? And so I've had a lot of people to ask the question and say that they're not sure where they should start at with this book. And so I'm going to be explaining the book just a little bit more, and then we will read an excerpt from chapter 4, What's Stopping You, Selecting Your Success Ingredients. So we'll start there in just a little bit. Hopefully all of you have, who have been listening to the show since the beginning of this month, October, you have gone ahead and you have purchased your copy of Get Clients Now. Excellent book by C.J. Hayden. And for the rest of this year, we're going to be talking about getting clients and new customers. And what does that mean? And why, as CEOs of our businesses, we should be focusing on that and thinking about how we can bring in more money, more customers, and clients, of course, is going to do that for us. I want to welcome you if you are new to Successful Woman Radio. I want to welcome you to the show and give you a little bit of information about who we are. You know, our goal is to provide you, the listener, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life, generating the income that you desire. That's what our goal is here at Successful Woman Radio. If you can't be in a positive environment anywhere else around, you can be in a positive environment with us here on the radio show. And you can listen to our previous broadcast as often as you want to. So please make sure you mark your calendar every Monday at 12 noon and be empowered with information that you will always be able to put to use right away every single day. And again, I want to remind all of you who are longtime listeners as well, don't forget to share Successful Woman Radio with at least one businesswoman. Now, you know, we have the capacity through social media and other avenues to share with more than one person. But, you know, I'm not going to I'm not going to say share it with 100 people or 200 people. All I'm going to say is just bless the show. You know, we try to give that good information. There are some people that do radio shows and webinars and seminars, and they only provide you with just a little bit to get by because they want you to purchase the seminar, purchase their audios, or purchase their courses. And there's nothing wrong with that. So don't get me wrong here. It's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I want you to get the full essence of who I am as a success coach, but I also want to reach out to those people that may not have the funds to always get that one-on-one coaching and go further, right? I want them to be able to leave the show saying, you know what, I was able to see results from what Trina said on Successful Woman Radio. So it's my goal not only just to give you a little bit, hopefully to join our main site, Women About Biz, but it's my goal that you are able to see the value and put to use what I've already shared with you. If you never get anything else from Women About Biz or the show, you will have gotten some valuable information that you can put to use. And that's what my desire is. And you know what? I have been blessed by that because talking about getting new clients, I've been blessed to get new clients simply because that is my mindset. That is my attitude about giving information to people. You know, I've had some people to say, well, Trina, you know, how do you get clients? Because you give away so much information. But what I have learned is that, of course, if you're a consultant or in the service industry, you have to be careful about, you know, just giving everything away if you're expecting to earn an income. But at the same time, you also have to make sure that you give enough information to help those people who are in need. And I certainly realize that not everyone can hire me one-on-one as a coach. Not everyone can join the Women About Biz membership. But for those people that do, then I give even more the information where they can do something with and make use of what I am sharing. And that is what it's all about. And because of that, God has truly blessed me with people calling me, emailing me, asking me for my coaching services. And I really, really appreciate that. And I've also had people who were not able to afford a one-on-one coaching session for a couple of years, but then their business started to grow. They began to also realize mindset-wise that you can't always do it alone. You need to leverage someone's talent and potential. And so they've been able to leverage what I know about being successful and growing a business. And so you're going to get that here at Successful Woman Radio. Now, if you didn't know it, Successful Woman Radio is the flagship radio show for our main website and membership site, womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z as in zebra, .com. And, of course, we've been running this show now for almost 11 years, and Women About Biz is going on its 18th birthday coming up. And so I apologize, but yeah, we're going on our 2018, yeah, we're going on our 18th birthday coming up. And so for a long time now, we have been helping women all around the nation to start a business, to grow a business, helping women to embrace and develop the right type of mindset to take themselves to the next level. So that's what we're all about here on the radio show. And we certainly hope that you come back and you become one of our longtime listeners. Also in our lineup today, I am going to talk a little bit more about ideas to market your business for the holiday season. You know, the retailers have already started it. As a matter of fact, I went into one of my favorite discount stores, and they already had gift packages, gift boxes with perfumes and toiletries and all kinds of things. They had some of my favorite star sets and different things like that that you can give away for gifts. And I dawned on me, wow, if they've already started this at the beginning of October, which is when I saw all of this, that means that a lot of things, by the time December gets here, December 1st, a lot of great value and buys are already going to be gone, right? And so we have to think about that. People are being conditioned. Okay, people are being conditioned to shop early, for the holiday season. And you need to follow suit with that and pay attention to your retail industry, because you will also need to start early with marketing your holiday theme, your holiday campaign. And I just want to remind you of that. It's just so very, very important, okay? Also, I'm going to be reading an excerpt from our book, Get Clients Now, and then our hot topic for today, something that I'm just really excited altogether about our overall topic, getting new clients. But we're going to be talking about using Facebook to target prospective clients and customers, okay? How do you begin to use Facebook for that? What do you need to do in order to use Facebook effectively? That's so very, very important. So we're going to be talking about that, because a large majority of our listenership, our members at Women About Biz, use Facebook a lot for what we call organic marketing, okay? That's marketing without advertisement, but you're basically hopefully putting up very attention-grabbing posts to get people to pay attention. But Facebook has changed, and so I'm going to share that kind of information with you in just a little bit. I also want to remind you, for those of you especially who are new to Successful Woman Radio, is that if you haven't joined our main website, Women About Biz, as a free member, make sure you go over to womenaboutbiz.com, and then up in the top menu bar, there is a link that says join, and then in the drop-down menu, select join our free membership, and you can sign up for our free membership where you will be given more access to the website. You can read very good articles in various categories. So make sure you go over to Women About Biz and you sign up for that free membership. And that's really, a lot of people want to know, where do I start? That's exactly where you start. You start as a free member so that you can really get used to who we are, what we do. And then from there, you can determine if our membership is good for you, okay? Very, very important to keep that in mind. It's not going to cost you anything to become part of our family of business women, and we openly invite you to do so. I also want to remind you, if you have not had a power talk in a year, let's say you last year you had a power talk, but this year you haven't had a power talk, you need to consider going ahead. We're getting packed with power talk requests now, and so probably the first week of December is probably the last week that we will be giving away free power talks for this year. For those of you that are not familiar with what a power talk is, a power talk is a 45-minute coaching session where you are able to ask questions about your challenges, you know, get advice about that. We can talk about ideas and brainstorm. We can look at better ways to market your business, or we can even talk about business automation, which is something that we've been discussing here on the radio show. The big thing is to know that you get one free power talk per year if you are a free member at Women About Biz, right? So you need to go ahead and sign up as a free member and then schedule your power talk, which is so very, very important. So don't forget to do that. I'm going to go ahead now and go right into our five questions to spark your abundance. Now, these questions are not new questions to our long-time listeners, but here's what you need to know about these questions. These questions, if asked frequently of yourself, will give you different answers depending upon how you've grown your business or how you've got challenges in your business. It just depends on where you're at the time that you ask yourself these questions. But one thing is for sure, if you ask the question and you take the time to look over your answers and you be what I call gut-wrenchingly truthful with yourself, then your answers are going to help you to either improve yourself or enhance what is already working in your business. Okay, so here's question number one. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Again, Who would I like my customer or my client to be this week? Listen, we should be talking to people every single week. We should be going to at least 2 networking events on a weekly basis. And, you know, if you're not networking, it's very, very difficult to meet a lot of new individuals. Now, I think one of the habits that have been that we've developed as 21st century small business owners is that we have a tendency to depend on social media and the internet almost for 100% of our marketing and of our reach and for how we're getting the word out about our business. But here's what you need to understand about that. When you are doing organic marketing, and again, that means you're not advertising, but you're posting information out there, you are engaging what I would hope to be your target audience or what have you. When you are doing that, it's going to take time. Organic marketing takes a lot of time. And I would venture to say sometimes it, depending on how many fans you have on your fan page, depending on how many fans you have, it can take anywhere from 90 days to 1 year to really build the type of following where it's going to start working in your favor, okay? You need to understand that. Now, what's going to help you to move faster, of course, is going to be social media advertisement on Facebook, but we'll get into that in just a little bit as we go into our hot topic for today, okay? But it's just important for you to know that you need to be out there networking. You need to be going to those 2 networking events every week and meeting a lot of new people and engaging people and following up with those individuals. Here's 2, what can I do to generate cash this week? Again, what can I do to generate cash this week? So here's my question for you. I have that was the second question for 5 questions to spark your abundance question that I'm throwing out there. Do numbers get you excited? Do monetary numbers get you excited? For example, if I said $100,000, does that get you excited? Because they get me excited. Numbers get me excited in a major way. I get more clarity when I'm able to think of my business in terms of my sales numbers and my sales goals. I'm able to get more excited. And I'm hoping that you get excited as well. And the reason why I said that is because this second question here, what can I do to generate cash this week? You should be replacing that word cash with a dollar amount, and you should be allowing yourself to get excited about that dollar amount. You should let that dollar amount drive you to determine how you're going to market this week. You know, what do you need to put together for your business in order for you to generate some income from it? You know, one of the things that I discovered for myself, and then, of course, I turn right back around and I share it with you, the listening audience, is that sometimes as women, we can be busy being busy. Do you guys know what I'm saying? You can just be busy doing a lot of irrelevant activities that don't even really help your business. You're basically just in the mode of keeping yourself busy. And I'm here to tell you that what I've discovered is that when you're like that, a lot of the time it gives you the false feeling that you must be doing something right, that because you're so busy that something must be happening correctly with your business. But really, to be honest with you, what tells whether you're doing something right or not at the end of the day is how much money is in your checking account. Because it's a trickle-down effect. Money is the fruit of your labor. It is the result of you doing everything else correctly. It's the result of you creating a strategic plan for your business. It's the result of within that strategic plan of you mapping out your blueprint for just how you're going to market your business. It's the result of you creating a workflow plan for your business and knowing just how you're going to set up your automated system to work in your favor for doing repetitive tasks and repetitive marketing for your business. All of that is a trickle-down effect. It's a trickle-down effect when you go and you network and then you put the people that you've networked with in a follow-up funnel so that you can turn those individuals into customers or prospects. So you see, everything is supposed to lead to you making money. It's supposed to lead to you closing the sale. And sometimes I don't know if we are getting that. I don't know if we truly understand as CEOs of our companies that's the very thing that we should be keeping our mindset on, which is why you can turn on any business channel. Okay, you can turn on Bloomberg, you can turn on CNN Money, you can turn on Microsoft Money, you can turn on any of those financial shows. And when they are interviewing CEOs of these large corporate companies, what you're going to always hear is you're going to hear them talk about the bottom line. You're going to have these CEOs, they're not going to be talking about the labor side of the business. Well, I tell you, this is how we make this gadget, and this is the ingredients that goes into making these desserts, or this is what goes into making this jewelry. They're not going to talk about that. They're not going to talk about that. They're going to talk about what's most important to their board of directors and what's most important to them, which is, at the end of the day, how much money is this company making? And so you're going to hear them say that for the third quarter, we have reached this amount of money. You're going to hear them say that it's our goal by end of the fourth quarter, we will have crossed this number of customers or crossed this number of members in our organization, or we will have sold or moved this many units of products. You're going to hear them talk about that in a numerical kind of way because that's really telling how that company is really doing. So you need to understand that no matter how small your business is, I don't care if you just have 3 sales a month and you're the only employee in your company, your numbers are what tell you the direction you should be going in to grow your business. If you don't have enough numbers, if you don't have the numbers you set out to have for your sales goal, then it tells you that you need to work on your marketing plan because marketing is the system that attracts new potential customers, right? So you need to work on that plan. So this is why it's so very, very important for you to literally understand, okay, about how much money you need to be generating into your business. And that number should mean the world to you. That number should be very, very important. And that number should get you excited. If it doesn't get you excited, you're in control of the sales goals. You know, make that number higher. So very, very important. And I want all of you to really get that because I drive my company by numbers. And I'm encouraging you to do the exact same thing. Along with the fall season comes allergies for me. And so, of course, I'm dealing with eye allergies. I'm dealing with my throat being dry all of the time. So I've got my water here that I'm going to be sipping on, and I've put allergy eye drops in my eyes, but it's still bothering me. So you hear me cough or you hear my voice get a little bit raspy, you know why. Trina is dealing with allergies. I want to go ahead and move on to number 3 of 5 questions to spark your abundance. What can I do to be a better leader this week? This question, as I've shared several times, is probably very, very important, but I consider it the most important question because you can have everything that you need to have in your business to make it successful as far as cash flow, a good marketing plan, you're out there networking, You can have all of that, but without leadership, without your ability to lead and to direct, to delegate, and to show someone else how to implement these things, it's not going to make a bit of difference. It really is not. And that's what happens when I am coaching with my clients. A lot of my clients come to me, and most of the time, for example, I have clients that come to me and they say, well, I want to get more clients, or something's not working in my business. I haven't made money all year long on my business. And so, of course, when I get that kind of thing, the first thing I do is I ask them, you know, have you made a cash flow analysis on your business? Do you have a marketing plan? I ask all of those common questions that any coach or advisor would ask. And a lot of the time, I seem to frustrate my clients when I ask them those questions. And then I know why they are frustrated. It is because they have not taken the time to do those things, and they don't really want to answer those questions that I'm asking them. But here's what you need to know, ladies. You can't get around properly planning. And, yes, sometimes planning does take a while. Sometimes it can take a long time because you have to condition yourself to know how to plan quickly. You have to condition yourself to put things into action quickly. It's not something always that's going to happen overnight. Your brain has to be conditioned to think in those terms. You have to have a habit of knowing if you want to bring a new product or a new idea or new service into your business, you have to be in the habit of knowing, well, everything has to have a system. So therefore, new product, I have to have a new system for integrating that. I have to have a marketing campaign built around that product. I have to have images. I have to create descriptive wording that's going to attract people. I have to create new social media posts. So it's not just about throwing a bullet point on a brochure and adding that product or service. There has to be a lot more thought into the process. And I think a lot of the time, I'm not saying that as women we don't think large enough, but what I am saying is that sometimes we don't step outside of the box and expand ourselves, or sometimes I think that we have the wrong thought about being in business altogether because we're not stepping up to the plate and being the leader in our companies. And I see it all too often, okay? I see it all too often. So I want you to really answer this question honestly. What can I do to be a better leader? You know, it may be a multi-part answer for you. Do you even have a position description for yourself as the CEO to know what the CEO should be doing? Or do you know what the CEO should be doing based on the industry that you're in? See, these are questions that you have to give answers to. So it's not always going to be an easy answer. And, yes, it can overwhelm you a little bit, but if you break it down and say, you know what, I want to be a better leader, I'm going to start working on each item that I've listed that's going to help me be a better leader for my company. Number four says, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Again, what prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with for this week? Again, this goes right back to if you have not been marketing, then you can't attract individuals who you can qualify as your prospects, right? If you have not been out there networking, you can't meet new people whose businesses might be compatible with yours and that they see the same client, but they don't necessarily see the same client for the same thing. Well, then that might be a huge benefit for you. But you're not going to find out about that because if you're not networking, if you're not getting out there, and if you are not properly marketing, it's going to be difficult to have anybody to follow up with, right? Here's number five, what are ways I can promote my business this week? Well, this is based off of the fact that you already have a marketing strategy with anywhere between, you know, 3 to 5 or 5 to 7 different marketing strategies that you interchange and use frequently. So you just have to determine for whatever you're marketing right now, it could be a particular service or product, which one of those strategies are you going to use? Now, if you don't have a marketing strategy or better known as a marketing plan, then guess what? It simply means that back to the drawing board you go, and you've got to come up with one. And by the way, this is a great opportunity for you to schedule your free power talk if you have not had a free power talk this year. This is your opportunity to schedule a free power talk and to go ahead and let's discuss how to market your business. Let's talk about your target market, because that's one of the places that people have the most issues with, is how do I even know what my target market is, okay? So there you have it. You have 5 questions to spark your abundance, to spark your wealth, to spark you coming into your full fruition of knowing how to generate money. So very, very important. You know, you have to remember, you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking not just any kind of action, but swift and immediate action. And that is just so very important, ladies. We've got to start doing that. Well, it is 12:30, 30 minutes after the hour. Don't hang up that phone. Don't click off of that screen, because we have more Successful Woman Radio coming up right now. We're going to move right to talking about marketing your business for the holiday season and what you need to do. I think I've been talking about holiday marketing now probably since the beginning of September, so you may want to listen to some of those previous broadcast shows from September, because I give tips in those as well. Okay, so when it comes to holiday marketing, it doesn't really matter whether you're in a service business or a product business. Everybody can take advantage of marketing their business for the holiday season. Now, I've given some ideas in the past on marketing, but I want to preface that with saying this. I first want to go back over this fact that, don't forget, marketing is a system of attracting individuals to what you have to offer. Okay, so you know, therefore, that if it's a system really refers to the fact that there are multiple steps in that system, right? There's multiple steps to getting that individual or attracting individuals to be interested in what you have to offer. That's what a system is. It's multiple techniques or strategies put into action that work together, okay, together for the purpose of the end result. So very, very important. So with that said, what you need to understand, when you come up with your holiday marketing campaign, it's not just an, ooh, I've got an idea, and that's the end of it. No. Once you formulate your holiday strategy of what one product, because for those of you who've listened to my shows in the last 30 days, I've talked about the fact that you don't really want to have too many products or items in your holiday campaign. As a matter of fact, I think you should only have one item at a time. Now, I have one client. She's decided to have one product that she's going to focus on really hard for each of the weeks, or for each 2 weeks starting at the beginning of October. She's focusing on, through December, she's focusing on one product, I think, every 2 weeks, so that she has enough marketing and push time to see some results with that. But for most people, I recommend focus on one product for the whole holiday season, or focus on one service for the whole holiday season, because this doesn't mean that they're going to buy just that one product. If you have your website set up correctly, or if that person purchases something from you, you now have someone who now can go to another level of loyalty and purchasing from you, and you can create a whole nother sub campaign to push other products, or you can push them into another side of your marketing funnel, right, that goes to a email that automatically has been going out anyway to promote your products and services. So that's what you need to understand, is that when you have a holiday campaign, marketing campaign, it's a system. And so that requires multiple steps in that system that you have to work out. So this is why I'm telling you so early on before the holiday season is that you need to be getting it together really right now. And I don't think that you need to move past another week without having your holiday strategy in place. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about a few holiday marketing ideas or some things that you can incorporate for the holiday season, okay? One thing that's really nice is that you can host a holiday brunch or holiday lunch or holiday dinner. If you have loyal customers, even if it's three customers, five customers, or 10 customers, and especially if they're all within the local area, you can say a special thank you at the holidays by having something special for them where it can be, you can keep it within budget. You can have light holiday hors d'oeuvres, some great dessert, coffee, tea, and you can make them feel very special. But this is your opportunity when you are standing up and thanking all of your customers, this is your opportunity to also introduce some products or services that they may want to think about giving as a gift certificate or giving as a gift for the holiday season. See, that's your opportunity, and you have a ready-made audience right there. If you have customers or clients that are not all in the local area, they're kind of sprouted out all across the region or all across the nation, then what you want to do is you might want to do something special for them. I remember last year, I received from a company a $5 card, electronic gift card that I could use. And, of course, I was all excited about that. It was just $5, but it went a long way in me being very thankful to that company for doing that. I really, really appreciate it. It was a gift basket company, and I really appreciated that. And so when I think about ordering gift baskets, I think of that company all the time, and I've recommended them so many times after that. So, again, it goes a long way. You're thanking them, but then it's reciprocal. They're turning right around and blessing you because they're so thankful of you recognizing and being grateful that they're your customers, okay? Another thing that you can do, and, of course, if you're looking to brand your business for people to know who you are and you want to do, like, press releases and get recognized out there in the news world, then you might also want to consider partnering with a local charity. And the charity doesn't have to be large. It can be a community charity, okay? You can invite representatives from your local charity to collect money or share their message at your location if you're located commercially, or you can create a special event just for that charity, or you can create a whole internet campaign built around that charity and say that, you know, $1 or $2 or a percentage of your money goes to that charity for the holiday season, okay? You can get really creative with working with other charities, and it's helping them, it's blessing them, and it's also, again, a reciprocal blessing because whatever you give out is always going to come back to you, okay? You can exhibit also during holiday shows. Now, this is around the time when a lot of vendor shows are getting ready to start marketing. A lot of holiday events are getting ready to start marketing, okay? So you can get your products in front of a lot of people by showcasing your products at a holiday event. Now, I do want to just say this. If you are in a service business, it depends on what the service is as to whether or not you actually want to participate in a holiday event. So, for example, if you have a service business that you are a massage therapist, or if you're a hairstylist, or if you have a service that you feel you can sell gift certificates for, that it's popular to give gift certificates in that industry, then that might be good. I don't know if a service business for a financial service would do as well, but here's what I do think can happen for service businesses who exhibit during the holiday. I think it helps you to meet more people who might be interested in what you have after the holidays. And I think it allows you to gain new prospects for your business, right? And also meet possible new collaborators with your business. So it helps you to gain. So I think the big thing that you need to know about exhibiting at the holiday shows is that you have to know exactly why you are exhibiting. Okay. Now, I've had a lot of people, I've done a lot of shows. Women About Biz has hosted a lot of holiday shows. As a matter of fact, one of our popular events at the end of every year is the Holiday Extravaganza. And I've had people to complain about paying $125. I've had people complain about a long time ago about paying $75 for a vendor table. And then, you know, they don't understand that that's really nothing. That is minuscule compared to the amount of money that you will have to spend to get the equivalent amount of leads. Even if you walk away with 5 to 10 leads, that is well worth you paying $125, $150 for a vendor table, right? And the other thing I see happening is I see a lot of small businesses getting vendor tables, but then they are sitting down behind. That's a whole other story. We'll probably cover that on one of our shows for the holiday season. But I see a lot of people sitting behind the vendor tables and not getting up, and they seem to have a lethargical attitude about it, you know, like they're tired. No energy, no exuberance, no, hey, how are you? You know, nothing. And so if you have a vendor table, if you exhibit at a holiday show, the one thing that you need to know is you need to have full energy, comfortable shoes. You need to make sure that you are there to win a new customer or win a prospective customer or a new contact. You need to be there to win, okay? But I do think that holiday shows are great to participate in, and especially for those of you who are in product-oriented businesses, and those products would be great ideas for the holiday season, okay? Very, very important. I also want to remind you, if you have a product business especially, you definitely want to make sure that you make it very clear about publicizing your returns policy, because a lot of people have a tendency to change their minds and they want to return something. So you should really have your return policy clear for all of your customers to know about. As a matter of fact, when on your receipt, you may want to have the return policy or just a short sheet of paper explaining that, okay? Another idea for the holiday season, okay, is to make sure that you consider having a holiday blowout sale online between a particular time. Now, this works really well if you have multiple products, right? And if you have multiple products, you can come up with the products that you're going to have on a blowout sale. Maybe you don't have as much inventory for those products. Maybe you have few products in each of particular categories. You can have a holiday blowout sale from one date to the next in between particular time frames and really lower the prices on those products and then work a marketing campaign around that holiday blowout sale. You can have $5 or everything is under $5, okay? For people who are trying to finish off their holiday shopping and they're looking for small momentum or token gifts, but really good products, then you might look at selling some of your sample products or packaging some of your samples together for stocking stuffers, okay? Very, very important, okay? So those are some of the ideas that I have. I have a lot more I'm going to be sharing with you as we go on and prepare our holiday marketing campaign. But I do want to remind you that your website needs to really be prepared for the holiday season. You may want to look at changing some of the pictures to make it more holiday feel on your website. You might even want to have some holiday music on your site. You may want to have a pop-up box that focuses on the main product that you're wanting to campaign for during the holiday season. And, of course, that can change out each week or every other week or every month leading up to the end of the holiday season. You also want to make sure that you are clear on the merchant system that you're using, whether it's PayPal, whether it's Stripe, whether it is Cash App, whether it is Square, whatever you're using, you want to make sure that you're clear on which system that is, and you want to test that system to make sure that everything is connected. The last thing you want to do is to have customers clicking on a purchase link after they've gone all the way through to purchase an item, only to have an issue or a hang up right there at the actual merchant page. And so keep that in mind as you are looking at that. If you have multiple items you want to have on your website and you don't have anything set up, then I advise you to go take a look at Shopify, S-H-O-P-F-I. Let me make sure I can tell you right, S-H-O-P-I-F-Y, Shopify, okay? Shopify makes it very easy for you to get set up and have a multiple product shopping cart right there on their site. They're not expensive. You can get set up quickly, so again, you might want to take a look at Shopify and do that. And lastly, I want to remind you that as you are marketing, so want to consider advertising your products on the internet or doing a ad campaign around that one particular item. Well, I hope you have garnered some good ideas for the holiday season and that you're going to get really serious and not procrastinate and wait till that last moment. But keeping in mind that a good leader, a good CEO of her company is going to do things ahead of time. It's 12:46 after the hour, and we're going to go ahead quickly and read an excerpt from Get Clients Now by C.J. Hayden. Again, I hope that you guys have gotten your copy of this book. It's really good, and it's one of those books that's right up there and should be included in your success library. Okay, I'm all moisturized and ready to read to you guys. So this is chapter 4, What's Stopping You? Selecting Your Success Ingredients. The author says, with a realistic goal in place, you should be ready to take the next step in designing the action plan. You will be selecting your success ingredients, the missing ingredients you need in order to cook up a successful sales and marketing plan. Now, side note, as you remember, in the book, the author lets you know that there are several areas that you have to consider as you fill your pipeline to get ready to attract new clients for your business, right? So you have multiple things that you must be looking at. You have to attract prospects, make contacts, gather leads, collect referrals, right? And all those things go into filling the pipeline, and you have to make a decision of which section you're going to start at first. Are you going to start at filling the pipeline? Are you going to start with following up with clients, getting presentations, closing the sales? You know, what do you need to start with? And she says it's really easy. Where's your weak spot? If you don't have enough people to follow up with, you should automatically know that you got to start with getting new clients. You've got to start with filling up your pipeline, right? So getting back to the book, she says success ingredients are the tools, information, or skills that will successfully address the area of your marketing that you have determined is stuck or needs more work. Each stage of the universal marketing cycle requires a different list of key ingredients for effective marketing. If you are working on filling the pipeline, for example, she says you may need to find some new networking events to attend, but if your focus is on closing the sale, wouldn't be helpful. You might instead need to work on your selling skills. The place to begin in choosing success ingredients is to ask yourself why you are not making progress in your chosen stage of the universal marketing cycle. Your answer might point you to a needed success ingredient right away. She says, stop and think about this. What tools, information, or skills are you missing to help you fill your pipeline? Follow-up, get presentations, or closing the sales. In the design of your Get Clients Now program, you should have at least one and no more than three success ingredients that you plan to work on over the next month. You may have already thought of some missing ingredients by asking yourself why you are stuck in a particular stage of your marketing. To help you select just the right ingredients for your plan, she recommends that you see the success ingredient shopping list that she includes for you in the book, okay? And then she tells you that in reviewing that shopping list, it's important that you look at only the section that applies to your chosen marketing stage. So if you remember, okay, she identifies the list of things that you need to follow up with in attracting new clients is called your universal marketing system. And within that system, it is broken down into some categories, right? And in those categories, she tells you it's filling the pipeline, follow-up, getting presentations, and closing the sale. Those are the areas that you may need to work on. But what she recommends is that you not work on all four of these areas at one time. You need to look at where you're most weakest at and start with that. So, for example, most people have to start with filling the pipeline, which is direct contact and follow-up, networking and referral building, public speaking, writing and publicity, promotional events and advertising, because those are all things that help you to fill your pipeline, bring in new contacts, right? And for some people, though, it could be follow-up, following up on all of the people that you fill the pipeline with. And for some people, you fill the pipeline, you followed up, but you're having a hard time getting them to agree to a one-on-one presentation or getting them to review your product or your service. So then the main thing you would work on is getting presentations. But then maybe all three of the aforementioned that I just said is not your issue. Your issue is really about closing the sale. You know how to get people into your business and get them interested. You know how to follow up, but maybe your weakness is closing the sale, or maybe you have more than one challenging area. But what she's saying is that you can only start working with one at a time, right? And then you have to choose your success ingredients, okay? So, for example, she gives you the shopping list for your success ingredients, things that you're going to have to work on. And for filling the pipeline, the success ingredients is, for example, you need a description of your services or products. You need to know what your marketing niche is. You need to have a 10-second introduction, business cards, website, prospect list, and the list goes on. So that's on page 63 for those of you that actually have the book itself, okay? So don't forget to go over chapter 4 and make a decision to determine, you know, what does your shopping list need to include, okay? And hopefully those of you who have the book have your 28-day period that you're going to be working with Get Clients Now, and try this system out. It's really helped me in the past. I'm getting ready to go over it again, and I think I'm going to be going into the presentations. That's where I see a challenge at. So I'm going to go through that again. So, again, this is a really good book. It is only going to help you, though, is if you put these things into action. So I read from Chapter 4 where she talked about, you know, what's stopping you, select your success ingredients, and let's get started, okay? I'm going to go ahead now and move right into our hot topic of the day, and I hope that you guys really enjoy it, and that is using Facebook to target prospective clients. How do you do that? Well, I must admit, you know, the internet probably now represents about 60% of how I do all of my marketing, and it probably is the same way for many of you who are listening to the show. And as we, you know, look at our overall theme for the rest of this year, Get Clients Now, you know, we have to look at how we're going to get those new clients. What are we going to do to bring those new clients in? And so what I've been trying to do is to show you or share with you different marketing techniques that you might be able to adopt for yourself in generating new prospective clients, okay? So what I want to do is share with you today, again, is how to use Facebook to target prospective clients. So the first thing you need to understand about Facebook is that it really has changed in the way that they are treating businesses, okay? You need to understand that what we could do 3 years ago is gone. That's never going to happen again on Facebook. Facebook gave everything away for free, and that's just not their new business model. That's not what they're going after right now. They're going after and helping those individuals that can spend the money, okay? And so as with anything, nothing is always going to be free. With organic marketing, which is posting and attracting your new clients without paying for it, that's still good, and you still need to use organic marketing, but you definitely need to set some kind of budget for marketing on Facebook as well. Now, with that said, you also really need to get yourself out of the habit of just doing all of your marketing on your personal page. You really need to set up your Facebook fan page, because that is where all of the benefits and the perks and the features to really reach people is at. You cannot do an ad from your personal page on Facebook, okay? Facebook is going to want you to have a fan page. And in many cases, I have seen success stories where a lot of people don't have a website. They just have a Facebook fan page. And here's why. Facebook fan page is sort of like a blog format. They really allow you to have, similar to a blog, utilizing your fan page if you set it up properly. You can have a header. You can post on a daily basis. You can schedule your posts, right? You can do videos within your posts. You can attach files. You can attach videos. So there's all kinds of things now that you can do with your blog. You can have promotional sales. You can do events on your fan page. So Facebook is really, really trying to, on a free basis, expand the way they are allowing businesses to use their fan page, okay? And I'm going to tell you some of the things that I'm hearing coming down the pipeline as far as new features are concerned with Book. I'm learning that Facebook is going to really be, that while they are turning the fan page kind of into a blog, they're also going to open it up to allow people to have web pages and blogs on through a new Facebook service as well. I've also heard that Facebook is going to have more features on groups. For example, they've already started, because it used to be on groups where you could start a group, but you had to post, you know, every day, or post using a social media posting service. But now Facebook allows you to pre-schedule your post in your group as well. You can do a live video from your group now on Facebook as well. So again, Facebook is really opening the doors up and saying, hey, small businesses, we really want you to advertise with us, but we want to also help you save money. So therefore, we're going to give you more and more tools that you can use that you would normally have to pay everywhere else. We're going to give you those tools for free right here on Facebook. We just ask that you consider advertising with us. And that's kind of like the mindset that Facebook has right now. And they are going to give more, they're going to allow more people to see your post if you advertise. So let's start with the basic post on Facebook, okay? If you have a fan page and you make a post, you can then have the option to boost that post. And boosting simply means that when you make an organic post, Facebook is only going to let anywhere between, depending on how many people you have following you, but Facebook is only going to show that post to probably about 5 to 15% of those people. And they make the decision on the percentage that they're going to show based on the quality of the post and based on whether or not it's a post that they favor. Okay, that's kind of how they do it. And they have those algorithms already set up to basically look at how that's happening. Okay, so you already know on Facebook that they really favor videos, but then they favor live videos even more from Facebook, or videos that you actually upload. So that's something that you need to know. The other thing that you need to understand is that you need to be very keyword conscious when you are posting. Don't post about multiple things in one post. Post about one thing in Facebook. So very, very important. And when you use the pictures, make sure that the picture doesn't have a whole lot of words, especially if you want to boost the post. So now when you post in your fan page, you can boost that post. But here's what that means. It means that you're saying to Facebook, I want to show this post to more than just 15% of my audience, but I want to show this post to a few hundred people that are following me or a few thousand people that are following me. But not only that, you also get to choose and have a custom target audience on Facebook for boosting your post. Let's just say if you don't want to show your post to anybody that's following you, but you want to show your post to individuals that are that belong to someone else's network on Facebook, right, or individuals that are interested in a particular keyword, then you can do that as well. And that is, I would say that is the secret of being successful on Facebook, is knowing about how you can boost your post. Now, Facebook has tutorials that are easy for you to look at. If you go to Facebook and click on their help section, on your account, then you can, pop in any questions, how to boost posts, and then there's a whole tutorial there to show you and teach you about boosting posts on Facebook, which is so very, very important. So, again, I want you to understand that using Facebook is use Facebook to your advantage point. Start setting some money aside, budget, to market on Facebook. And I would say if you can set $150 aside each month and then be very conscious of which things you're going to boost, which things you're going to target, then guess what? You're going to start seeing some results. You're going to get better results. Now, what your responsibility is making sure that what you post is actually going to grab the attention of those individuals seeing the post itself. Okay, very, very important. If you want to test it out, spend $5 to $10 boosting the post and get used to seeing exactly who that post is reaching and how it's working out for your business. So, of course, when you're boosting anything on your fan page, you always want to have kind of a call to action post. So that post should have some kind of link on to come back to for people to click on. So keep that in mind. Very, very important. Okay, another way that you can use Facebook as well is don't forget that people absolutely love campaigns and giveaways and prizes. So you can use that also to get more attention for your fan page, to encourage people to join your fan page, because the name of the game is that you really need more fans. And with that said, Facebook has a whole advertising program available to you, right? They have a whole advertising available to you to get more followers on your website as well. But again, you have to budget out for that. And so do not discount that. And I see so many people that, you know, just because they see that word free, they're just pounding away, posting non-irrelevant posts, not getting anywhere with marketing their business or gaining new sales. So when you're in business, you need a fan page on Facebook, and you've got to utilize the system really, really well. I could go on and talking about how to utilize that, but for right now, I want to encourage you to learn about boosting your post and looking at the type of post that you're posting on Facebook. If you're hosting events or if you have a product, then that's what you want to target. But you want to make sure, don't forget, your website serves as the hub for your company. And so you want to make sure that you actually have a web page that just contains that product or that service that people are going to come to, because you don't want to confuse people and have them trying to choose between multiple products or services. You want them focusing on one product or one service. So there are some things that have to happen before you actually boost that post. You have to be clear on the words that you're using, the graphics that you're using. You have to be clear on making sure that your lead page is set up on your website or separately as a lead page. You have to know what your funnel is going to be after people purchase or after they sign up for that free item or after they take a certain action, what's supposed to happen after that. So you have to determine that, okay? And by the way, in the book, Get New Clients, or Get Clients Now, she shows you about creating that funnel system and how important that funnel system is. So, again, I want to encourage you, okay? I want to encourage you to give yourself some planning time and learn about the boost post feature at Facebook and how that can help you, especially, you know, even during the holiday season. That's all I have for right now. I certainly hope that you have enjoyed the show today. We've gone a little bit over, but I wanted to make sure that you got all of this information. Don't forget to tune in next Monday as we continue with the theme of Get New Clients. I want you to make sure to share the show with one other person. And don't forget to schedule your power talk, right? If you haven't had a power talk with us, go over to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra.com, and schedule your free power talk. And let's brainstorm on how we can get your business growing even more. Take care, everybody. Have a productive week. And know that it is all about being successful here at Successful.